Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Said a sniff of that good can change her brother's life.
And Angela Simmons says that she's in her single girl era, just in time for what? The summer.
Also, 27 years later, Monique and Brandy are still saying the boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine. We got all that and the details on all that, so let's get this started.
Well, friends all over the pond, the Big Mad and Naomi Campbell and Miley Cyrus. Aww. Now, the two ladies hosted a free meet and greet for their new single, Every Girl You've Ever Loved, but were so happy to see each other, fans claimed that they barely interacted with them. Now, according to sources, the line for the meet and greet was super long, and Miley and Naomi did interact with a lot of fans, but there was others that felt snubbed. Now, the meet and greet was free. Are the fans being too demanding? I mean, it showed up, you know what I'm saying?
And it was free, too, so, I mean, you know, free, you can't ask for much.
Yeah, you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit sometimes.
Yeah. Just be patient and wait for your autograph.
But now, let's be honest. You see that right there? I don't like that, honey.
What?
Your ass sitting behind the table, and I got a pose in front of it, and you're not even looking. No, that's not cute.
But that's what they're talking about. That's what the whole story's about.
Yeah, but still, now, that part I don't like, and I feel bad for the fans.
But it's crazy, because, like, I've been watching this footage roll, and, like, they've been real selective of, like, who they would make eye contact and who they wouldn't. Like, when my man was standing up there, yo, they, like, and you know he was waiting on that moment. Like, Naomi Campbell and Miley Cyrus, and none of them even looked in your direction. They just signed it and slid it. Meanwhile, the girl like Hannah Montana, she got like, you know, like, she got all the love.
She got the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, moving on. Amber Rose says she just wants her brother Ray J to be happy. The two hopped on a live stream together, and here's what Amber said she would let Ray J do if they were not so close. Look at this.
Ray J, if you weren't my brother, I would let you eat my I just want you to just be happy and get what you want.
That's the laugh and chuckle of someone who hit it second.
Oh, yeah.
No, like the way they body language was, I felt like he already been down.
See, that's the thing. It's like the giggle.
They both were like giggling and blushing, kind of like. It was like, why would you say that? You know, like.
It's the giggles are telling.
Yeah, that's what's telling.
Ambrose could do nothing for me but give me back my $1,000.
She owes you $1,000.
She inspired something with me.
What?
Brett, you know.
Yeah, she inspired both of us.
Yes, honey.
To buy some sunglasses,
sunglasses
that she had. And we had never seen them when she had came to the station. And we both paid like $1,000 for
them damn glasses.
And we ain't never worn.
I'm like, I don't believe it.
They heavy too.
Hell.
They heavy, but they all stoned out and stuff. We was like, ooh, we gotta get them. We went to get them. We bought the last pair too.
And they won.
And they never won.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Man, I feel so bad for you guys. I can't believe she did y'all like
Maybe
that.
Maybe she'll let you munch on her meow mix,
Gary. Yeah, well, keep the $1,000.
Keep it. All right, guys.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We've got more relationship news. Angela Simmons recently revealed her and Yo Gotti are a wrap. That's it. I know. She sat down with Angie Martinez. She sat down with Angie Martinez, and here's what she had to say about her feelings in regards to the breakup.
Are you guys together still or no?
No. I'm not with him.
No.
Not by choice, but, you know, I respect him. It's all love.
Like, it's not your choice?
I wouldn't have chose it. But it was what was best, but I wouldn't have chose it, no.
That sucks.
But you know what? This is what I don't understand, honey. What I don't understand, a man will chase you down, honey, and then break your heart. Why? Because my thing is this, is the chase versus the conquer. He put her in his song. Mm-hmm. And then after he got her, then he did this. I don't like that.
I mean, it wasn't like it was like a 6-month run. Like, they was together for like more than a year.
How long ago he made that song?
A few years ago.
Know. Okay,
it was, then. It was cute because it was like his wish list and his dream came true. And and I guess what, he messed it up?
He probably did.
But it was fun while it lasted. You know, some things are meant to be, some things are not.
You're such an optimistic.
You gotta be optimistic.
Yeah,
you
really?
Can't, you can't treat every relationship like a scam likely call.
And you have to take the positive out of things,
right.
Gary.
Huh. There's a lesson to be learned.
In everything, absolutely.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, it's finally happening, y'all. 27 years after Brandy and Monica released their hit single, The Boy Is Mine. The two ladies are going on tour,
baby. Oh, they look good.
Yes, right. Honey, y'all, check out the announcement they made about the exciting event.
Love it.
Oh,
yes,
you ready?
I've been ready. What are we waiting for?
Love it.
Now, the two ladies said, honey, this tour is a dream come true, and they will also be joined by Kelly Rowland and Money Long.
Oh,
so, Brett, now I know you're going to this concert.
You already know all of these are my little sisters, from Money Long to Monica to Kelly Rowland to Brandy. Love all of them. I will be there front row screaming in the front, singing all the songs and waiting in the back to see my sisters.
Oh. Now, I love them, but I love Brandy, but I love Monica even more. I was in the local restaurant, me and my friend Shirley, and Monica came in, and we chatted up. And so I said, Monica, I ain't got no money to pay for this food. And Monica paid for it.
No.
She paid for both our food.
Why are you making that up?
Like
no.
Why would you do more like that?
Well, I just threw it out, but I didn't know she was going to pay for it.
Because you shouldn't have said that. You're going to make somebody feel bad like you ain't got no money to pay for that food. You got 15 damn cars.
But I mean, that day I was in one. But she paid for it. She paid for me and Shirley. That's why I'm going to give
her. Mo, don't ever fall for that mess.
No, right. That was nice of her. She knew we looked like we probably didn't have no money.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Thank you, Monica.
Oh,
love
Mo.
You.
Girl.
Wow. Well, y'all, let's get into this. Dish gone viral.
So a Texas judge was disgusted by a man named Sammy Morris who funked up her courtroom.
Oh.
Now, Sammy attended felony court in a t-shirt that was totally inappropriate and left a bad stench with the judge. Look at this.
What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find. That's all the only shirt you had in your closet. World's best farter. That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
Maybe in that district, farting is a felony. If you look at the shirt, under farter, it says, I mean father, but the text is kind of smaller. You know, I don't think, like, court is the best place to try to, like, you know, break the ice with, like, you know, like a funky t-shirt that you got from...
With a slogan t-shirt.
Yeah. But anything you bought in Hot Topic, is it, like, you know, probably court-worthy?
She let him know, honey, you're in felony court.
Right. This is serious.
Now, historically, Gary, when you went to court, like, what was your attire?
Oh, honey, let me tell y'all. I went to court, I had on a... Because my mom always said, you go to court, dress nice. I had on a blue jacket, some white pants, and at that time I definitely couldn't afford no Gucci shoes, but on some white shoes with the red and green stripe on it. And this is the honest truth. The damn judge told me, she said, well, honey, like, you're going to catch a yacht. And they took their court-appointed lawyer away from me. She sure damn did, bitch. They took the damn lawyer away from me.
You wore some
what?
Gucci? Why would you wear Gucci shoes
But they
in
weren't
there?
Really Gucci, but they looked like Gucci. But my mama said, dress...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Neat when you go to court.
They saw that green and gold, the green and red on the shoes.
Yeah, so like, oh, okay. Like, oh no, bitch, you gotta get you a lawyer.
Ooh.
That's amazing.
That's a lesson, honey. Go to court looking raggedy, baby.
Not raggedy.
Wow. Wow, okay. Coming up next, it's officially summer, so you know we gotta go thirst trapping with the stars. All of this and so much more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Let's get into this.
Thirst trapping with the stars.
All right, first up, we got Benzino showing off his 59-year-old physique. Now, he posted this slow-motion video on the Grand Rock in a cowboy hat and showing off tats with the caption, "Wanted dead or alive, Boston outlaw for real." Oh.
Yo, where is, what in the world?
Straight from No Neck Mountain. Oh. Now, keep in mind, the homie's about to turn 60 next month, so is this a flex or a thirst trap?
Neither one.
I was going to say, not a trap, it's just for the trap. Over 50.
Come on, he's looking away, Brad.
Oh, he don't even have it. Oh, he got his pants pulled all down low.
Oh.
Like a D'Angelo? No, yeah. No. D'Angelo? No.
D'Angelo.
All right, moving on. One thing Heidi Klum is going to do is going to show you that she's a supermodel and remind you of her supermodel status. So in the middle of a fitting, the 52-year-old took the opportunity to give her fans a little peekaboo with this pic.
Peekaboo. Oh. Oh. Heidi, boom.
Oh, Heidi, this is a thirst trap, girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When you really trying, overly trying.
She just trying to get back in
field.
Even
with
feel,
them covered,
honey.
They're still escaping.
Those D's are on the loose.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Look behind you, Tanner. It's a better picture for
good
you, bro.
Good night. What in the world?
And you know my man in the back want to look so bad.
Yeah. No, he don't.
No,
he
don't. He's
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Heidi Klum.
Yeah, Heidi. Well, that's hello. A thirst trap, girl.
Looking good.
Oh, my. Next, we have Chris Pratt, y'all, with a bare-chested pose. The actor gave some wisdom to the people in celebration of his birthday. Listen to what he said.
Birthday advice. This is a wild one, but whenever one door opens, another one closes.
He looked crazy. Mm.
Now, his wife, Catherine, also shared a shirtless photo of Chris in celebration of his birthday. Now, do y'all think, honey, he could have did this video with a shirt on, or was he thirst trapping because, honey, he turned 46 and proud of his body?
I think the day before he took this picture, he'd have just been walking around the house with a hat on and no shirt. It just seemed like that's just his style.
Yeah.
I don't think he's trapping here.
He looked like he may have a little black in him. His hat looked nappy on his chest.
Oh. Nappy?
Yeah, it looked like a little nap.
Christopher Pratt.
Not the taco meat.
Got that taco meat? Okay, up next we have Ali Larter, most recognized for... Oh, my. Whoa, hold on a second.
Finish reading.
Look, I got trapped.
I
got trapped, Pratt.
I see.
She's most recognized for getting into a brawl with Beyonce in the film Obsessed. She's 49, and she posted this bikini thirst trap while on set, filming with the caption, "For all my ladies out there that work hard to be their best every day, let's hear how you do it." She's thirst trapping. She's not 50.
Yeah, she's going for it.
So that's a trap.
The pose looked like the beginning of Holla Back Girl. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, like that whole
all
energy.
All the girls right there. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least, we have our very own Tanner.
Oh, great.
Tan, baby. You posted a mating call selfie showing off all your muscles selfie. And stuff, Tan, Tan Bam, with the caption, "Have been feeling pretty good about the progress over the last few months." Mm. And then you gave the folks an essay on damn protein shakes and your workout regimen.
It's important. They're important.
Now, is Tanner and his porn stash tripping? Is he thirst trapping?
Oh, Trap City, the basement.
Trap City.
He's trapping, he's showing traps. You know what I'm saying?
Trap City.
I don't know. Yeah. Why did you smile? I mean,
well, I wasn't planning. I wasn't.
you got your hand on your hip, yeah, and you push the button. Your hand is like.
Yeah. That's right.
In 3, 2.
Because you didn't use the timer, did you?
No.
You like reached over and
no, which is weird. My arms aren't that long, so you got to get the right pose and the right.
Yeah, this is a thirst trap. You worked hard on this picture.
You want to know what's better? I'll tell you more what's better is I did use the timer.
Oh, wow.
Why you didn't move your hand?
Well, I was like, wait, I think this works. This is... I'm gonna stick with this.
Thirst trap.
I have one question though. Is it a 6-pack or a 2-pack?
No, that's like 2.5, maybe 3.
But you have a nice chest though.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm trying to get mine like
my
that.
My man is a living action figure out
that's
here,
right.
Yo.
Going for it.
Well, yo, coming up next, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he made a gang of money off of this film, and it's not the Terminator. We got that dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger chatted with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, and in true Andy fashion, he got us some tea. Okay, check out which movie earned Arnold his highest paycheck, and guess what? No, it was not The Terminator.
That's crazy.
What film earned the biggest paycheck, and how much was it?
Well, number one, it was Twins.
Yes?
Yeah, Twins, because we had got no money, no salary.
You got a piece of the back end.
But with ownership, exactly, a piece of the back end, and it was fantastic. We went all the way to the bank with that one, yes.
Did you make more than $20 million on that one?
Oh, yeah, much more. Come on now. It's a matter of the day.
More than $40
million? It was more than that, yes. Exactly.
Really?
It was more than any movie I've ever made. Wow. Let's just put it this way, yes.
I don't have much for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wait, what?
I don't have much for him.
You know what? We're not going to...
What if you knew he made that money during the time he was with Maria Shriver and she benefited from that money?
She may have benefited, but then, honey, there goes the maid. And she got the rest of it. And I don't like the way he said he got paid on the back end. That word
That's how that works.
Yeah, paid but I don't like the way that...
Have you ever been paid on the back end?
Yes. That's my life besides this job. You want to ask somebody?
As in, like, references?
Oh, yeah.
Was it also Twins?
Well, no, it was just a single.
It was just a single.
And the crazy thing, I don't even remember that movie like that.
I do.
I don't.
Basically, they are legitimately twin brothers, like genetically, but somehow they came out like this and they find each other. And at first they don't like each other, then they get to be friends. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it made it had to make $100 million for both of them to get 40, 50 million bucks.
Well, it's time for
What the fashion?
So, honey, as I was scrolling on social media, honey, I ran across a fashion must-have.
Ooh.
So, as you guys see, honey, here are a pair of nice, elegant business-style pants. Now, and then you have the back. Mm. Now, the back is where the party is, honey, yes. Now, it's the perfect pair of pants, honey, for those who are looking for a work-life balance. So, what do you guys think, honey? Isn't that beautiful? I like those. I probably wear them to church, but I would like that face to move a little bit more to the center.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
It's an interesting idea.
I mean, yeah, if you wear thongs.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I would wear nothing.
You either cannot wear panties with these or they have to be thongs.
No, well, I wouldn't wear nothing.
Or G-strings.
I think it's
going to
leave you with a strange tan line.
Yeah, if you go out in the sun,
hot city.
Yeah. Don't go in the sun.
That's going to look crazy when you take those off.
Yeah.
Well, no, you have a face.
Yeah.
Then you got a face on your cheeks.
Go get your face beat.
Your cheeks on your cheeks. Would you wear those, Gary?
I sure would. I wear them to work, and every time I get married with Joaquin, I turn around and say... Up next, y'all, Michelle Obama reveals the reason she's glad, baby, she never had a son. Me too. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, y'all, on Michelle Obama and her brother Craig Robinson's podcast, they were discussing the challenges that come with raising young men. And Michelle jokingly explained why she was so glad she never had a boy. Take a look.
You should have threw a boy in the mix.
I would. I'm so glad I didn't have a boy.
Yeah. Ever throw a third?
Because he would have been a Barack Obama.
Baby Barack. It would have been amazing.
Ooh, no, I would have felt for him.
She just borrowed our boys.
Oh, yes, I got plenty.
She always borrowed ours.
I got plenty.
She also said that people say mothers raise their girls and love their sons. Mm-hmm. And Michelle tells mothers, love your sons, but raise them too. Okay, HK and Brat, both of y'all are boy parents. Do you find it challenging?
I wouldn't know what it's like to raise a girl, so I don't find it challenging at all.
Well, True's still so young, too.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, with me only being able to make boys, it's the only life I know. So
yeah,
it's like,
we both only have boys.
You didn't choose the boy life, boy life chose you.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. God knew what it was.
I love it. Yeah.
Yo, but I think a baby Barack would have been crazy.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, he would have had a mixtape out.
He would have been the suavest,
coolest.
No, you think he'd have had a short haircut or like some braids or dreads?
He probably would have had the short haircut, you know what I'm saying? Because he probably gonna look like his dad in the face. Yeah. He might even be gray already, you know what I'm saying, if he came out.
Well, honey, that's all the dish we have for you today. See you next time. Bye.
Save us. Save us, y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.